Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Russian President Putin announced he plans to nationalize all businesses leaving Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine. In response, President Biden on Friday is expected to call for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. That'll clear the way for increased tariffs on Russian imports. The group of seven nations and European Union leaders are expected to follow suit. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If your stress levels are registering an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10, don't worry, you're not alone. The pandemic, the open U.S. borders, fuel being the most expensive ever, Russia attacking Ukraine, work, parking dogs, pollen.
Financial woes, coupled with a barrage of horrifying scenes from Ukraine as Russia continues its invasion, have pushed a majority of Americans to unprecedented levels of stress, according to a new report from the American Psychological Association. The association's annual Stress in America poll found that U.S. adults, already weary from 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic and continuing inflation, are now overwhelmingly troubled by the war in Ukraine. According to the results, 87% of those surveyed cited rising cost of everyday items such as groceries and gas as a significant source of stress. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. And don't forget, daylight savings time happens early Sunday morning. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As if the Russian invasion of Ukraine wasn't enough, India is reporting it accidentally fired a missile into Pakistan this week because of a technical malfunction during a routine maintenance. Longtime foe Pakistan warned the incident could have unpleasant consequences. Looks like Major League Baseball's back.
The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along, and if we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two different states, two different ways of dealing with the rattlesnake problems. An annual rattlesnake roundup in South Georgia recently changed the event this month to celebrate living snakes without skinning and butchering them, gaining praise from animal rights activists. In Texas, they do things a little bit different. Texas plans to do away with the deadly pests at the world's largest rattlesnake roundup this weekend in the Texas town of Sweetwater. Animal rights activists are calling it barbaric. Dennis Cumby, one of the organizers, says it's the biggest event in this town every year. It's very much a part of our culture. End quote. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Sean Tice with us. He's the founding president of Life Actors Fatherless Ministries. Sean, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
That's great to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Well, fatherlessness, boy, I'll tell you, for the last decade especially, it's been increasingly obvious that this has been a destroyer of the family, of the building blocks of our culture. Expand on that. I mean, you say it's the number one social issue in this country, right?
Yes, it's affecting every single American. It honestly is. It's, you know, fatherless children are at a dramatically greater risk of drug and alcohol abuse, mental illness, suicide, poor education performance, criminality. I mean, there's so many things that come from it. And so people are looking at the news, they're saying, what's going on? Why is all this stuff happening in our country? Well, a lot of it's coming from fatherless homes. Mm-hmm. And not blaming them, it's not their fault that this happened. It's because the dad walked out. And right. So it's not their fault. If you're listening, you're fatherless, you're a single mom, it's not your children's fault, but it's the fact that the dad walked away. And then their life is off balance. You know, they don't have that dad in their life to keep their life in balance. When you have a mom and a dad, your life's in balance. When you have a good mom and dad, mm-hmm. your life's in balance. When your dad's not is gone, your life's off balance, and that's why these things happen.
And there's lots of reasons for a father no longer to be in the home, right? I mean, you know, let's break it down. I mean, it's more, you know, there's divorce that happens. You know, there's some social injustice. Some would point to some systemic issues in our culture that we're just not realizing the importance of a father being in the home, especially when we're talking about a justice issue. One of the things that I believe that seriously needs to be considered by the powers to be, by our justice system, is saying, okay, is it going to be beneficial to put a father, to incarcerate a father, for example? Just, you know, one minor example here. I'm not beating the whole drum on it. I'm just saying these are all contributory elements to a father not being at home. We're realizing a father needs to be home. Well, we need to have a healthy father being at home. What are we doing to promote, you know, to that end, to those foundational principles, those basic principles that make for a healthy home and give our community and our, you know, our country solid building blocks, right? Is that fair?
Yes. I mean, there could be a wide variety of reasons why the dad's not there. You know,
yes.
He could have passed away, could be incarcerated, you know, he could have walked away. I mean, there's so many different things. And there's even dads out there that want to be involved. They want to be a good dad, but the family's not letting them be there. So, right. You know, those are really sad situations. But a large majority of the time, it's because they walked away. You know, they're gone. They didn't feel to take responsibility for it. So, I mean, and trying to get the dad back, it's a great, great ministry to do. And there are ministries that focus on that. But ours is focused on trying to help that kid overcome that, to break that cycle in his life. Because a lot of times, fatherlessness, you know, fatherless individuals make their kids fatherless. And so
exactly.
You encourage them to break that cycle in their life. You don't have to make your kids fatherless. You can have joy. You don't have to raise your grandkids then, possibly. You can break that cycle in your own life.
So based on the research that you have, break down the numbers, you know, to your point. You said, look, the biggest problem is we have men not stepping up, just walking away and avoiding their responsibilities. Do you know the breakdown as to how many, the different reasons that fathers aren't there, what it represents, what each category represents here?
I really don't have numbers on that, but I mean, yeah, there's about 24 to 30 million fatherless kids in the United States. I think the last time I looked, there's about 10 million single moms. Also for grandparents raising grandkids, there's I think 2 point some million for grandparents raising grandkids, and then 6 point some million that are being raised by their grandparents because the parents aren't able to be there or they aren't involved. And so, I mean, the numbers are incredible. And again, those are for a variety of different reasons. I don't actually have the breakdown on that, but.
Well, the bottom line point is, like you and I just said, Sean, is that we've got to get our heads straight and understand that, you know, our children cannot live without their fathers. And that has to be a total buy-in. I mean, you know, we've had cultural movements to set the father aside. I mean, I grew up watching television series that made fun of dads. That, initially we didn't. You know, we some of us were raised on, you know, father knows best and leave it to Beaver. And there was that family component, that nuclear component that was so solid. But since then, it just became that fathers were a joke and, they were meaningless. And then the rise of the women's movement of, you know, I don't need a man, you know, I can do this myself. And, all this and this is all contributory. But that's why I'm saying, in light of all those things, we understand kind of like how we got here. But we got to understand we've got to get back to these foundational principles and understand that our children, you know, cannot thrive without both parents.
I completely agree. And I think really one of the main solutions is to disciple and evangelize kids, teaching them that, hey, you don't have to be your dad.
Yes.
It's not your fault you're in the situation you're in. You don't have to go down that same path. And if their dad passed away, then, you know, you can still have the presence of God in your life. You don't have to go through life feeling like you're fatherless all the time. God can fill that void with your life through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we teach. We teach them. And then at GodIsMyDad.com, we have all kinds of videos to help them on their journey with, you know, teaching them, for example, you have no fear because God is my dad. We have videos on how to overcome fear, how to find a there's different resources in our books on how to find a mentor and different things where you can overcome this. Anybody that's fatherless can overcome this. They don't have to become a statistic. They don't have to get on the same path that maybe their parent did or their brother or sister did or their people around them. They can learn from the examples and then grow and be successful in life. And the same single moms. Single moms, you can have, be successful as a single mom, you know, instill those values in your children.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think it's quite interesting, you know, that Jesus pointed out, Sean, that, when it comes to that title of father, there is only one that is deserving of that title. And that's God himself. I mean, you think about it and you go, okay, I mean, because the way you're ministering to these kids is that there's a void in their life. And you show them the real father. I think the Kendrick brothers have done a great job, and I know you've seen that movie, Show Me the Father. They did a great job in presenting that. And I highly recommend that people get themselves, if they have not seen that movie, they will be greatly touched, and this will expand and re-enlighten their idea of fatherhood.
Yes, yeah, I was actually part of the original Show Me the Father. They came to an event we were at and filmed my story, you know, my dad, how I grew up without a dad, and he threw me to the cops and stuff like that. You know, they went on a different angle, which was, you know, totally fine. That's their thing. But yeah, the movie is definitely a great thing. I know Steven, he's a friend of mine. Yeah, great film. Yeah, definitely what related to me in the film was the Jim Daly part of it from the family, where he, you know, his dad never really was that reconciliation. So that definitely was something that spoke to me. You know, as a fatherless individual, seeing the story of you know, the story of Sherman Smith and everything.
Yeah.
Kind of, for me, it was challenging because I never had that reconciliation. But then there are stories in there that they have that. So, yeah, definitely, they cover every aspect of it.
Sean, when we come back, we got to go to break. I want to hear a little bit more of your story. I know our audience would be interested in as well because, well, we serve a redeeming God. And this is what motivates you with Life Factors Fatherless Ministries. We've got more from Sean after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Well, Pastor Sean Tice, founding president of Life Factors Fatherless Ministries, says fatherlessness is the number one social issue in our country. Fatherlessness often leads to crime, suicide, drugs, alcoholism, poor education, dropouts, sexual immorality, abortion, crowded prisons, mental illness, and the list goes on and on, as you know. Fatherlessness needs to be talked about, and we're talking about it right now with Pastor Sean. Sean, tell us your story.
Well, I grew up in Pennsylvania. When I was about 9 months old, my dad came home in a drunken rage, and he threw my mother, my brother, and my sister out of our house, but for some reason he wanted to keep me the nine-month-old. And so my mom, in a panic, ran to the neighbor's house. They got the cops to come, and the cops demanded that my dad hand me over to them. Mm-hmm. Instead of gently handing me over, he took me and he threw me across the room to the cops.
Oh,
and I'm glad to this day that cop could catch, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
but it was one of those things where it was just a struggle growing up. My dad left then, went back to Las Vegas, Nevada, which was his hometown, mm-hmm. and never came back. And so I just got on what I call the fatherless journey. Growing up without a dad, and my mom was on a single mom journey. My sister and my brother were fatherless journey. And so we went through this. It was a struggle for many years. But God brought me through it. I had a grandfather and a grandmother that helped raise me. I had mentors. I had a youth pastor. I had different mentors in my church. And I even have a mentor to this day named Jim that is like my dad. And so God brought me through that. That's my story. And, wow. Just really, it's my personal relationship with Jesus Christ and people that mm-hmm. came into my life and discipled me. That's why I'm here today and not mm-hmm. a statistic. And it's not about me. It's about God. I mean, that's why we're trying to help others, lead them to God as their dad through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Sean, as you were growing up without your dad, there are times, with other kids, could be athletic events, could be school events, when a dad is really important. And every other kid has their father there. What was that, for you when those moments in time happened and it was clear that you were different than all the other kids?
It was a struggle because I was one of the only kids in my school that, nowadays it's different, but mm-hmm. I was one of the only kids in my school that didn't have, have a dad. So I felt inferior a lot to a lot of the kids that had dads. I felt like because I didn't have a dad to teach me a lot of things. Even though I had a grandfather, I had different people, there was still that feeling, especially after my grandfather died, mm-hmm. there was that feeling of I'm not the same as them. Just feeling less than them. But then those mentors really helped with that. They taught me things and, encouraged me through that. But yeah, I definitely felt that hole once my grandfather passed away right before my 12th birthday.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's almost like you're beginning a race, and when all the kids go to the line, the ones without fathers, you got to put them back a bit. They're not starting at the same starting line as all the other kids, are they?
No, I've definitely felt many disadvantages in that. Even with our ministry, just starting our ministry, I see other guys that are my age that have ministries, and they had a dad that kind of got them boosted in ministry. They grew up in a pastor's home or whatever it might be. And that could be in a variety of different businesses, different backgrounds, even being a dad and just being a dad and knowing how to be a dad. But then there's a positive side to it where when you don't have that dad, and, not if you don't want a dad, but if you don't mm-hmm. have that dad, you get to learn from a vast variety of dads out there on how to be a dad or how to run a ministry or how to run a business or whatever it might be that you need to learn from your dad. You get to learn all kinds of stuff from all these other men out there. And look for, if you're one of the people looking for that, look for godly men. Look
yes.
for people that are actually good people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because the thing is that we can't live with that void, can we? Something has to fill that space. And if it's going to be a mentor, a relative, whatever, but that fatherhood space for a child needs to be filled one way or another, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it definitely needs to be. That's why there's a lot of kids walking around. That's why there's a lot of adults walking around in life with no meaning. Girls will struggle with a lack of worth and security when they don't have a dad. Guys struggle with inferiority and anger a lot of times. And when we don't have that dad there, and we don't have somebody to fill that gap or fill that void, then they're gonna struggle a lot with all these different issues, with anxiety, depression, mental illness is one of the things that they say that comes from fatherlessness. Not, you know, not all the time, but some of the times.
Sure.
A mentor can come in and fill that gap. Sometimes they don't even need medication for that mental illness that they're struggling with. They just need somebody to love them and tell them, hey, I believe in you. I care about you. I love you. And sometimes that's all they need to keep them from committing a crime, to keep them from having, you know, that mental illness that they struggle with. Now, sometimes you need medication and things like that. But
right.
Sometimes they just need that loving person to come into their life and fill that gap.
Yeah, somebody, like you said, there's a quality individual that's going to look out for their interests, not necessarily a friendly gang member, right?
Exactly. You know, and that's the thing. Satan's trying to fill the void for these kids. He is filling the void for these kids with all these different, you know, drugs and alcohol addiction, suicide, you know, sex addiction, pornography, whatever it might be, even with getting involved in a gang where they find that father figure, or a girl finding a male influence, or a, you know, adult male or a young man that says, hey, I'll be your security for you. And they try to fill that void with them. That's what Satan does. And that's why these girls, you know, 71% of pregnant teenage girls come from fatherless homes.
Wow.
The abortion issue is driven by, you know, for, especially for young girls, driven by fatherless homes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, Satan has done an incredible job of gripping the hearts of the fatherless across
the country. Well, it's easy pickings for them. You know, the Bible says you tie up the strong man and you can have your way. And in this particular case, the strong man is the authority position of the father in the home, and he's not where he's supposed to be at his proper assignment, and here his young daughter is being violated. And, you know, what does that do, you know, for his legacy or for the legacy of the family? I mean, it's, and of course, you know, what that does to the community as well. Sean, I know recently your family went on a tour where you took this message to local churches. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, we went on the road. We've been doing this ministry for almost 14 years, and we did it part-time for a long time. I was a youth pastor for about 6 years in Florida. I was a youth director before that. And so we did it a long time, you know, part-time, but then we went full-time beginning of 2019, went out on the road, had an RV, we're traveling around the country. We went over 3 years, went in over 150 churches, youth detention centers, camps, conferences, either educating on fatherless ministry or encouraging the fatherless, and trying to recruit Christians and churches to do something, because it's not a complicated thing. And it went incredible. I mean, we had such a response from church people, Christians out there saying, hey, I want to be involved. You know, and just we explained to them, it doesn't have to be complicated. It's not a complicated thing. You take the resources you have, just like the Samaritan in the Bible, took the resources he had and helped the guy that was robbed, wounded, abandoned, and left to die. And that's very like in the fatherless. You take the resources you have, and you just go and encourage and help the ones around you. And that's what we try to do, and we saw great results from that. We had a great response from fatherless individuals. We had a great response from single moms. Just single moms are excited that somebody's actually talking about it.
It gets
swept under the rug, you know? And so one of the main things that we had was people would come up to us and say, hey, I had a dad. I had a dad in my life, but I was basically fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't present. He didn't do anything for me. And so that's an issue. There's many fatherless people out there that had a dad physically present, but he was mentally, emotionally, and spiritually absent. So just so many things we learned as we traveled. Now we just actually stopped being on the road at the end of December this past year, and we started just establishing local chapters. Now, I mean, I'm on the road right now. We're on the road. We're doing little spurts instead of traveling full-time all year long. But now we're on the road for 5.5 weeks. We're going to churches and events, and then we're heading back to Las Vegas, Nevada, to establish our chapter out there.
Excellent. Sean, I got to imagine for pastors, you know, that are dealing with this, they see this, that this is a serious issue, and they need help. And here you are, you're their Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, that are coming alongside. So I've got to imagine for those churches that are open to receive your support, they're all the better because of what you've deposited into their ministry.
Yes, we try to. We're trying to help them out. We have training. We have online training for pastors, for churches, church volunteers. And you know, one of the things we're actually piloting right now in Vegas is a single mom group.
Wow, good idea.
Really well. Yeah, it's going really well. We just launched it in January. Every week we've had it grow. And so I'm not even there. I have volunteers running it right now, but it's growing while we're gone. We have a book that we wrote called The Single Mom Journey, and it covers the top 30 things you would deal with as a single mom, and we're working through that. So we're doing 30 weeks of that, and as we go through it, we're actually going to work on making a small group.
About 5 seconds left, Sean. A website real quick that they can go to.
Just go to godismydad.com. All kinds of content for fatherless individuals, single moms.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90 days supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
America's inflation woes can be blamed on supply chain issues, surging demand, production costs, and trillions of dollars spent on COVID relief funds. So how long will Americans have to put up with the additional $300 per month on expenses from 1 year ago? Well, that depends on who you ask in Washington. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Russian President Putin announced he plans to nationalize all businesses leaving Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine. In response, President Biden on Friday is expected to call for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. That'll clear the way for increased tariffs on Russian imports. The group of 7 nations and European Union leaders are expected to follow suit. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're going to be joined by Dr. Eric and Jennifer Wallace here in just a moment. We're going to be talking about Black Lives Matter and other extreme left-leaning groups that are propagating an increasingly exploitive narrative alleging blacks are under siege. Well, the Freedom Journal Institute president and the director of Black Families Matter, two of America's most respected African-American biblical scholars, are going to take on this false narrative head on. And as I said, they'll be joining us here in just a few minutes. We're on standby. So what has been going on, ladies and gentlemen, is you may be aware, we're in Tennessee. The National Religious Broadcasters Convention has been taking place this week. And our guest is, you probably heard a little bit of background flavor behind Sean Tice, and that he's there at the convention. And lots of meetings going on, lots of ministries, you know, being able to network together and share ideas and to talk about, you know, what God's doing in each of their lives. I mean, it's an incredible opportunity. So sometimes what happens with our guests is, you know, is there as they're trying to get here is that they can get distracted. Somebody says, hey, you know, Dr. Eric, you know, I want to see you. I got an interview to do. It's live. It's on national. It's a national syndicated radio show. I got to go. And he joins us right now. And meanwhile, while we wait for Jennifer, but Dr. Eric's never had to wait for Jennifer ever. I think this is probably the first time you've ever had to wait for her, right?
That's funny. That's funny.
Just a little Mexican humor here. I'm sorry.
You know, yeah, just, right.
You know, I got to have this sort of thing, you know, because she's not here, but if she heard me, you know, she'd probably slap me down real quick. In a loving Christian sort of kind of loving kind of way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I understand how that works. Well, Dr. Wallace, thank you for being with us, you know, to talk about, you know, this information age in which we live in. I mean, we are being bombarded with all sorts of propaganda and narratives, and it really is beholden upon, you know, people, special people of faith, to not let go of their pursuit of the truth, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're supposed to be bearers of the truth and
exactly.
And be examples to the world. They're supposed to be watching us. We're supposed to be the ones in the fishbowl, right?
Right. Well,
learning.
And the good news of that, of being in the fishbowl right now, and Jennifer, I understand Jennifer Wallace has just joined us. Jennifer, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Right. I was just talking with your husband and just saying that, you know, and he mentioned about us being in the fishbowl. The good thing about us being in the fishbowl is we have the opportunity to be a difference and to stand out against the culture to the point that people would say, Jennifer, what do you got? You know, you got something special, and I want that, right?
Absolutely. And to a watching world and a desperate and dying world, that is exactly who we are called to be as members of the body of Christ and Christ followers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Ross, we were talking about this information age. I like what somebody said. The age of information is the age of confusion. Much know how, hardly any know why.
Yeah, I mean, that's the Facebook culture. That's the social media where you get a, you know, everybody's an expert on everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get to speak your truth, right? Mm-hmm. Not the truth, but it's your truth. And, you know, it's funny how many, you know, every now and then I'll see something on Facebook and I just have to, you know, I try my best not to spend a whole lot of time, but, mm-hmm. you know, just perusing through and looking at some stuff. And next thing you know, you see somebody making a particular statement and you say, that's not even close to being the truth. And so
yeah, right.
All of a sudden you got to jump on there and try and, you know, straighten some stuff out, you think. But, you know, sometimes I wonder whether it's just a waste of time mm-hmm. or whether that's something that, you know, we have to do as believers to say, okay, that's not true. That's not in the Bible. This is what the Bible actually says. And try and be, well, I guess, teachers on Facebook and Twitter and wherever it is on social media, mm-hmm. wherever the gospel is either being distorted or misquoted or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jennifer, that's our calling, isn't it? I mean, you know, as truth bearers, that's a responsibility. I think sometimes we're overly sensitive, you know, because of, you know, the cancel culture being what it is. But it's like, well, you know, what's our responsibility? You know, God has blessed us, and he blesses us to bless others. And part of that is the truth. And if we see somebody heading for a cement wall and we say nothing, I mean, you know, shame on us for that, right? I mean, it's not like we want to be, you know, critical knuckleheads, but we want to treat people with respect to say, hey, look, you may not realize, but you're heading to a cement wall here, and I don't want this to happen to you.
Yes, yes, I agree. And,
so,
and in that, being willing, as you said, to challenge and hopefully with our light to shine the light on the truth of God's word. So,
It is a powerful force, isn't it, Eric? I mean, you know, when you consider that God has blessed you and all that he's infused you with, I mean, wow, you know, the Bible tells us after having done everything to stand, you keep standing. But you got to stand on that right foundation, don't you?
Amen. Amen. And part of it is exposing the error. I mean, we've got to shine the light on darkness, right? And we do that by actually, you know, expounding the Word of God and showing where, you know, there's error. I like to talk about, especially with what's happening in our culture today, mm-hmm. with the cancel culture and social justice and all that other stuff. I actually did a seminar where I called it where I mentioned 1 Timothy 4:1, where it talks about seducing spirits and the doctrine of the demons, mm-hmm. the teaching of demons, that a lot of stuff that's coming out that is counter to God's teaching, you know, about being able to have, that there's more than two sexes and two genders. There's more than, or your children can become, you know, a little boy can become a little girl become a little boy. This stuff is not godly teaching. Mm-hmm. This comes from somewhere else. And so we need to expose it for exactly what it is.
Well, Jennifer, we can thank God because he knows the end from the beginning. No surprise, he warned us about this, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And I think part of what we at least strive to do with Freedom's Journal Institute and some of the initiatives is to help to point people in the right direction with the truth of God's word.
Because Jesus said it wasn't going to be easy. I mean, you know, welcome to the team here. You know, Jesus was guilty of telling the truth, and he was and is the truth, and they crucified him for it. And he says, guess what? You know, if they did it to me, very likely it's going to happen to you, right, Eric?
Absolutely. And James even warns us. He says that in friendship with the world is enmity with God. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if everybody loves us, then there's probably something wrong.
Yeah, right.
we're not doing our job. Mm-hmm. We're not calling people out or calling systems out or calling bad theology out. But we need to be doing that, and the world's not going to like us.
Exactly.
And that'll be the hallmark of being a true disciple of Jesus Christ, because you stand out from what the world is doing in the world system.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jennifer, as you suggested earlier, I mean, we're light bearers, right? People who are called by
yes.
his name, and you're carrying his light. Well, guess what? Darkness doesn't like light. It exposes them too much, right?
That's right.
Right.
But the word tells us that the darkness, that Jesus is the light, and the darkness is in the world, but it does not overcome the light. So we already, like you said before, we already know that we are victors in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right. And the thing is, again, relevant to light, it doesn't take a whole lot of light to penetrate the darkness, does it?
Amen. No, it doesn't.
Most incredible. Dr. Eric, Jennifer Wallace are with us. They're from the Freedom's Journal Institute. Stay with us. We've got more from them after this. Stay.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than $1 a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Okay, I so relate to this lyric, and I know most people do, is, sometimes we just haven't seen it yet. But we serve a faithful God who knows the end from the beginning, and we trust in Him. And when we look back in our lives and we see how God moves very deliberately and exactly. And sometimes because Eric and Jennifer, I say we live in this microwave generation that we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up, you know, in our own impatience, you know, that kind of thing, you know. But how audacious that we would think to go to God Almighty and say, hurry up, right?
Yeah. Well, you know. We're a bunch of impatient people. We want things done when we want it done now.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we want it done yesterday.
Exactly. Well, this is why we needed Jesus, and God knew it all the time. We're talking with Dr. Eric and Jennifer Wallace, the Freedom Journal Institute president and director of Black Family Matters, two of America's most respected African-American biblical scholars. And we're taking on, this false narrative of Black Lives Matter and other extreme left-leaning groups that are propagating an increasingly exploitive narrative. Dr. Eric, tell us about the Institute, why it came about, and what you're doing.
Freedom Journal Institute, actually the full name is Freedom Journal Institute for the Study of Faith and Public Policy. Mm. It started actually after we started a magazine called Freedom Journal Magazine for 3 years. And actually that name comes from the first Black newspaper, which started in 1827 called Freedom's Journal. I added magazine to it with the idea of putting together a magazine to try and aggregate some of the writings of other Black conservatives who were feeling that Black conservatives weren't getting any kind of attention. And the thought was, let's aggregate them in a magazine. And then after a couple of years, I decided I wanted to do something more substantive than that. And we decided, okay, we got Freedom Journal Magazine. Let's call it Freedom Journal Institute. Mm. And we'll, fold the magazine into the institute, become part of the institute. And we can talk about a number of different issues. We came up with what we call the RISE principles. And that's an acronym for responsible government, individual liberty and fidelity, strong family values, and economic empowerment. Ooh, wow. We felt that was a better way to talk about conservative principles and values that were rooted in biblical worldview.
Wow, that is powerful. I love this. RISE. Say that again. RISE is, go ahead.
RISE, the RISE principles, and RISE stands for responsible government. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people want to talk about limited government. We talk about responsible government.
Right, exactly.
I think it opens up more of a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Individual liberty and fidelity. Mm-hmm. Strong family values. Well, the family is the center. Well, actually, God is the center, but God, you know, established the family.
Right.
And we've got economic empowerment. You know, how do we create wealth, you know, instead of, you know, relying on the federal government, you know, give us checks. How do we create our own wealth, be able to take care of our families?
Mm-hmm.
So these are some of the things that we talk about. We actually did a video on it as well. If you go to our website, you see this whole video that talks about the RISE principles, what they mean, the various things that fall underneath that.
Wow. Yeah. That is awesome. And the website, go ahead and tell everybody the website they can go to.
FreedomJournalInstitute.org, and that's freedom with an S. FreedomsJournalInstitute.org.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have an app you can download on your smartphone and your tablet. Just go to your app store, look for Freedom's Journal Institute, and you can download it. Most of everything that's on our website is also on our app as well.
Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, for you as the director for Black Family Matters, tell us about your organization and, the plans that God has for you in the coming years.
Well, Black Families Matter, as Eric said, is an initiative of Freedom's Journal Institute. Our overall hope is to create a platform from which to champion and promote biblically integrated model of marriage and family life, which fosters the reorganizing and strengthening of families in general, and to challenge and address underlying problems and consequences of the dysfunction from the human condition, which has particularly and often disproportionately characterized the Black family. And so some of our main aims are to bring awareness to the growing attack against the family in general, to examine contemporary issues and concerns facing the Black family in particular, and then, as you alluded to earlier, to provide a counter-narrative to the heretical ideology and social justice movements such as Black Lives Matter and their, you know, heretical call and mission for Black liberation with what we would say is a truly liberating message of mercy and justice and equity, which sets families and marriages and all people free only in life in Christ. So, That gives you a little bit of an idea of who we are.
Well, this is excellent because, you know, the challenge we've had with, the narrative of Black Lives Matter, I mean, they did a great job the way they positioned it. But, you know, I said all along, even with some of the churches, I was surprisingly, you know, surprised to see how they embraced it. I said, do you understand the foundation? Do you, you know, and this is the thing. And what you and Dr. Eric have done is you've pulled back the shroud because, you know, in the long run, if it's going to be legitimate and fruitful and beneficial for all concerned, it has to be about the truth. It has to be about God's freedom.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter, as it stands, is not about God's freedom. I think that's the true bottom line litmus test, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. Those who part of their so-called origin story is you know, creating a place and a space for those who have, you know, alternative lifestyles, and they have made it very clear that they have intentions on breaking up the nuclear family. They see no usefulness of the nuclear family, replacing that with, you know, a liberation more so from what they see as the shackles of what has been put upon people of color, just, you know, based on the color of their skin and, you know, those kinds of things. So it has nothing to do with them really truly introducing, a better life for people.
Mm-hmm. They can talk about empowerment, but they really don't know about empowerment, right, Dr. Eric?
They do
not.
Yeah. No, because if you don't mind, I want to add to that, as Jennifer was saying, that their liberation, when they talk about liberation, they're not just talking about being free. Like when we talk about liberation, mm-hmm. they're talking about liberation from the shackles that God would put on us.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
The standard, my wife really likes to talk about the standard that God has set in his word.
Mm,
and
yes.
I'm sorry I'm stealing that from you, honey, but
that's okay.
Okay.
Well, the two have become one, so it's not stealing.
Yes,
it's okay.
Right.
So the ideas, like Ten Commandments, they would see that as restraining. They would say that, that marriage being defined as one man and one woman is restraining. So they look for liberation from that. So they're not talking about liberation from, like, true slavery. They're talking about liberation in terms of we can do what we want to do. We can decide, and I argue this in a paper I wrote, that if we look at Genesis chapter 3 and Adam and Eve trying to decide they wanted to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they wanted to be gods themselves and decide what was good and what was not.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had the same thing going on with Black Lives Matter and other groups that want to decide for themselves what is good and what is not. And mm-hmm. so they see that as liberating for them. What they don't understand, though, is that is real bondage.
Exactly.
It's actually going into mm-hmm. slavery to sin.
Yeah. It's amazing how...
Liberation is in Christ.
It's amazing how everything is found in the garden. You go back to the garden.
Yes.
You know, did
did
God really say, right?
Yes.
And then you have this age-old condition that, of course, was reinforced in the book of Judges, is that man would want to see things according to their own eyes. They want to make up their own laws, their own rules, everything else. Okay, it's interesting how some of it is. I say, okay, well, why don't you make up a new law for gravity?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, we're so arrogant. But you know, in these organizations, arrogant to a point, because they know themselves that there are limits, ultimately. And like I said, with Black Lives Matter and all these other, faux theologies, because it is a form of, their own doctrine
mm-hmm.
themselves, right?
Right.
Is that
yes.
from what to what? Okay, here I am now. When am I going to be? If I'm a Black Lives Matter advocate, I was a freedom-loving American, now I'm a Black Lives Matter, what's the exchange here? Where am I going? You know, like the blind man. I was blind, now I see. I mean, only God can do that, and he continues to do that, where I say oftentimes, Eric and Jennifer, that I was, I am. And I've had that experience in Christ. And that's what people of faith have realized. In Black Lives Matter, I am. What is that trend? What am I giving up to get, in this process under Black Lives Matter? And what you've reinforced is that you're giving up the truth for a lie. We're back to the Garden of Eden again.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to wrap things up. You guys are awesome. I just so appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. Tell everybody where they can go for more information and find out more about your ministry.
FreedomsJournalInstitute.org. That's FreedomsJournalInstitute.org. We also have an app that you can download on your phones and your iPad.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase.